This is a download from BFM 89.9. The Business Station.
Welcome back to The Morning Run. You're here with Lynn and Xiaoning. 9:19 in the morning, Monday the 6th of April. And in about 15 minutes, we're going to be diving into Bank Negara's Economic Monetary Review 2019 report with Julia Goh, Senior Economist at UOB Malaysia. Now, we are also running a poll this morning on the BFM Twitter account, that's at BFM Radio, asking you, do you think the MCO should be extended? We've had over 400 votes and 42% have said do whatever it takes. 35% have said yes by two more weeks. 13% have said yes by one more week. Only 9% have said the no, the MCO should not be extended. You can still vote on this for another 30 minutes. Do continue to let us know what you think. And we're asking this because we're into the third week of our movement control order, and Health Director General Dr. Nur Hisham Abdullah has expressed hope that that numbers of COVID-19 cases so far may have shown the restrictions are helping.
Now, citing data from the Malaysian Institute of Economic Research shows that the curve has somewhat flattened, which shows early signs that the MCO has been effective and reduced cases. Now, despite the good news, Dr. Nur Hisham has said that Malaysians must nonetheless stay vigilant to curb the spread of the virus. He added that the remaining weeks will determine if the steps taken by the government has truly worked.
So for more information on this, so we have on the line with us this morning Khalil Anwar, a member of the MIER Health Finance Group. Thank you for joining us, Khalil, and good morning. So what is the current state of the COVID-19 pandemic here in Malaysia? Are we still on an upward trajectory within the acceleration state? WHO says that the cases may peak in mid-April. Would you agree with that estimation?
Good morning. Thanks for having me on the show. Based on the current MOH data, the rate of increase day-to-day for the last week has been averaging about 9.4%, although the last 7 days it's getting better. That means that the curve is still moving upwards on its trajectory, although there are signs that the rate is decreasing. That ties to the numbers of cases that are presented daily. So we have been days where the number has been hovering about 150. We had a couple of days that it spiked above 200 and it's down again today. So it remains an upward trend, but because a more sustained numbers on day-to-day basis will indicate that we're moving out of this acceleration stage and heading for a peak. But it's still a bit too early to tell. We need a bit more data on that, especially testing. There have been suggestions, of course, of a mid-April peak. We have been looking at our own trajectory. A few other parties have also indicated that mid-April would probably see the peak for our country. But then again, these are all estimates based on current data and trajectory. So it all depends, again, on how it pans out over the next 7 to 10 days, and especially on how aggressive we are going to be conducting more testing.
So from your data, can you tell whether the MCO is actually achieving its objective then?
Well, we believe it does. Although there are sporadic cases of non-compliance, but in general, with compliance to the MCO, and of course to be coupled with increased testing, we should have a better picture of the state of the pandemic. There is some signs that we are moving towards a flattening of the curve, which means there is a deceleration, or in a better word, reduction of the presenting day-to-day cases. That decrease would mean that the curve is getting less steep. Although the peak is not yet clear, which we hope we'll be able to see towards mid of April, this curve going upwards and also as it flattens depends on how much we can reduce the number of spiking in numbers on a day-to-day basis or if there's going to be another wave of infection.
Now, based on the latest data which was released last evening, we know there were 179 cases with a total of 3,662 infections. Now, the question is, how many cases will Malaysia have at its peak? I mean, JP Morgan estimated 6,000. Do you have a figure?
Well, we had conducted a spray simulation and looking at data collected from the Ministry of Health up to about the 23rd. Of March. And based on that, we were looking at the rate of increase and we estimated about 8,900 cases at the peak, which is supposed to be in mid-April. Now, obviously, it's an estimate. And obviously, the Ministry of Health has done a fantastic job in reducing the number of cases presenting on a day-to-day basis. So, as it is, the numbers that the Ministry of Health is presenting on the state where we are here now is showing that we will not probably touch that high peak that we are looking at. But then again, other parties have given other estimates. I think at the end of the day, more data over the next few days will reveal how much more this curve will move upwards and what that peak number will be.
So, Khalil, looking more specifically at the mortality and recovery rates, are these numbers improving respectively, and how do we compare perhaps to global averages?
Well, the numbers are certainly improving on the recovery rates, which is a testament again and evidence of the exemplary work done by the ministry. Like most countries, we are seeing recovery of patients from the infection. As mortality rates, we are about 1.6% of total cases, which is below than what other countries are. But then again, the real true death rate is based again on the number of confirmed cases against the number of people who died. And with this, testing is very important so that when we get a really better picture of the kind of rates that we are facing. I think over the next few weeks, as the ministry has indicated that they'll be ramping up more tests, and hopefully the number of deaths that we are facing would be not increasing as much, we would probably see a better rate in that sense.
And, you know, back to flattening the curve, right? Realistically, yeah. When can we see that happening? By which time, in April or is it May?
Well, it's hard to really predict the flattening up to the point of the peak, because at the moment the numbers are still on a day-to-day basis showing about 150 goes up to about 200. If you are able to see a sustained kind of increase on a day-to-day basis for about 7 days, reducing numbers of presenting cases on a day-to-day basis, then I think that's a good indication that the curve is actually flattening. But then again, you know, it's very organic in the sense that it depends. It comes back again to the amount of tests that we're going to do. The more pervasive that we do the testing, the more granular the data we'll be having, and the much more accurate picture of what we are facing will be more evident to both the ministry in that sense.
Well, thank you very much for speaking with us this morning, Khalil. That was Khalil Anwar, a member of the MIER Health Financing Group, making the point there that, yes, it really does depend on the amount of tests you carry out and the number of confirmed cases you have. Because if we think about, in the cases of India and Indonesia, huge countries with extremely large populations and in a lot of cases, poor healthcare systems, reporting remarkably few number of cases for their demographic. And the question was always, why? You know, is it because India eats a lot of curry and therefore doesn't have COVID-19 cases? It's highly unlikely. So it was because they weren't able to test on the scale of other countries, even us.
Yeah, on the flip side, we have South Korea, for example, right? They were very aggressive with their testing. I mean, they managed to do millions of tests in a very short period of time. And as a result, you know, they did manage to contain it. So, I mean, they do take some of the WHO's advice, which is also to test, right? And I think what the government is trying to do is to reach out to all these people who may be within these cluster spreads and encourage them to come in for testing. And I think they're still searching for some of them. But on the other hand, I think what is encouraging is our IGP has come out to say that in this MCO period, there is 99% compliance in terms of people staying at home. So the message is getting through. So we have to do our part and then let the health ministry do their part.
Stay safe, stay at home, and stay tuned to us for all your most important news updates for the day. But right now, we are heading into the 9:13 News Bulletin. And up next, we're taking a look at Bank Negara's report on the Economic Monetary Review 2019 with comments from Julia Goh, Senior Economist at UOB Malaysia. So be sure to keep it here on The Morning Run, BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, The Business Station.